The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
The Free Beer and Hot Wings Show free clip of the day.
Okay, so this police chase was going on in Los Angeles, and of course, I think it was Los Angeles.
I think so, yeah.
And of course, they have them much more often, and they cover them. It is news, but also it's very much entertainment, and I think they know that. But sometimes the people in the chopper, or helicopter, or helichopter, as some people have said, may be able, because of their vantage point, may be able to keep a more clear vision of what's going on. I don't know what led to this chase. They may even say it. I forget now.
I think it was a, there was a car chase. Person jumped out of the car.
Armed robbery.
Yeah, armed robbery. Suspect jumped out of the car and was running down the street on foot. And then you see that they kind of duck into a building.
Yeah.
Right at the beginning.
Yep.
He's been able to do
driver
it.
Out, driver out, driver jumping out of the vehicle.
Driver, Steve, can you pause it?
Yeah, so
he's wearing blue jeans.
Why is he running like that?
He does run a little bit weird.
Why is his arms are so flappy?
I feel like he's got some kind of a slipped disc or something. Yeah. I mean, he runs real weird.
He's wearing light-colored jeans.
Yeah, light blue
jeans. Looks like dark, probably black shoes, a black shirt, a black hat.
Yes. So he's running across the busy street towards a strip mall.
And a helicopter spotlight is on him as he's running.
He's being highlighted, yeah.
Driver running through a parking lot, getting out of the vehicle, into another group of cars, and it looks like a commercial
parking lot. Going into a commercial building.
Okay, so the helicopter's like behind the strip mall. It's going to move over so that the person doing the play-by-play from on the news can see the front. But while he's doing that, the guy has disappeared into one of the buildings, they think.
Store.
Helicopter able to keep the night sun on him, but those CHP units are still handling the passenger. Don't see anybody chasing him on foot yet. We'll see what some of these businesses are. If he's okay, that's not him.
Camera just panned to a guy walking away who doesn't seem to be aware that anything's going on. He's wearing a gray sweatshirt, looks like brown slacks or darker blue jeans, and a backwards Dodgers hat. So in reality, he doesn't look anything like the other guy.
How
he made his way into one of these, looks like a liquor store there.
The camera goes back, and now there's a fat guy with a backwards black hat and a black sweatshirt who seems unconcerned by the fact that there's so many police cruisers, and he's just going to get the camera out and record it.
Big problem.
It doesn't look like it. You can see somebody there at the front door. That night's following along the perimeter of the building.
Is this the guy?
That's not him either. Is it?
No.
I don't think so.
That's the same guy.
So the guy the camera had panned to earlier now is just walking away with like his Four Loko or whatever he's drinking. Yeah. And the cop car pulls up and the guy's like, and he puts his hands up and he kind of has that look like, I don't know what we're doing here, but
I'm going to stop.
I'm going to be good.
Yeah.
I don't think he had that much time to change. He wasn't wearing anything like that when he got out of the vehicle.
Yeah, I don't think so. But somebody with a guilty conscience putting both hands up in the air.
There's a police helicopter with a spotlight on this guy, and there's like four police cruisers whipped up, and they're all getting out. I don't think he's got a guilty conscience. If that's me, I'm putting my hands up too and going, yeah. I don't know what you're looking for, but okay.
But I ain't it.
I'm not going to just keep walking and pretend like I don't know what's happening. Yeah. That's how people get shot.
Right.
And you can see them now scouring this entire parking lot looking for any sign. You can see.
So the camera goes away from that guy that just put his hands up because they're still looking for what they believe is the actual assailant.
Between that liquor store and that other building.
Somebody said there's a gap.
Yeah, notice what they said because if you look right here, very slight little alleyway between the liquor store and the building next to it.
So the people coming out of the liquor store probably have no idea that they're assumed to be guilty.
No, because if I'm running, that's exactly the gap I'm going into.
Because I would assume that if the guy ran into the store, somebody who works at the liquor store would probably pop out and be like, he's in here.
Yeah, and the people who did walked out like, hey, what are these cop cars doing?
Yeah.
Store and that other building, and he may have very well squeezed between the two. I can't tell. It looks like there's a possible gate there. I can't tell. They're now going to peek inside that liquor store.
Cops in a canine unit up by the liquor store.
There's several witnesses who can help those officers out because he is not, I mean, look at them. They're kind of staying outside of the liquor store. I wonder if he might be inside the liquor store.
So now they start walking. Now they're going down to the other end where that guy had put his hands up. This is where the lawsuit comes
in. Parking lot again. This was the driver.
Because now we see that guy that had put his hands up on the ground with a knee on his back and a dog eating his arm.
Yeah, he was already cooperating and just standing there, and now the dog's just attacking him.
If our director, Mark, can get us video of the re-rack that video of the person that was running out of the car. We're trying to get that. He's in there.
Get it to the police.
By himself trying to get that video.
Yeah. Maybe let him know that guy's probably not the one.
Projecting the video onto the shopping mall right
there. He did have a guilty conscience, and maybe he, you know, took a swing at the cops or tried to run away, and that's why I don't know what happened. All I know is that guy came out of the store drinking like a, you know, a Red Bull.
The lawsuit is going to be amazing.
Right?
Yeah, it is.
And I have no idea if they ever caught the actual dude. Because that part wasn't fun enough to put on Twitter. But man, what a crazy thing.
I can't imagine that.
How much will he get?
Just out minding my own business.
Probably
very little.
Yeah.
I don't know. I got a dog attack me.
Enough to cover injuries and maybe your hospital bills and maybe whatever sort of trauma you can whip up with a lawyer say you had.
LAPD.
Yeah.
Maybe, but
what have they ever done? Does that even qualify as anything?
No.
I mean, they didn't even get their nightsticks out yet.
But the argument will be, well, you were there and you fit the description because of how you had pants and shoes and a baseball cap.
And who knows? That dog could have sniffed out a drug on him, too.
Well, more than likely. I mean, I'm looking at that strip mall, and I'm guessing there's a lot of weed pants over there.
Yeah, because, I mean, those dogs are so highly trained that, yeah, unless he made a move at an officer or had something dangerous on him, I don't know if that's a bomb dog or a drug dog, but either way, that could be a totally separate arrest. He was just wrong place, wrong time, wrong thing in your pocket, I guess.
Yeah.
But dang, that sucks if he's just kind of standing around like
minding his own business.
I put my hands up because I was cooperating and, you know, maybe the dog made a mistake or whatever. Now I'm on the ground. Heck yeah, I'd hope you got a good insurance policy.
Right. And they probably
ride that out.
I'm sure they do.
But that would be weird to watch someone that you're pretty sure is innocent be taken down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then, as we heard, their only concern was, let's watch that back to see a moment when we thought he was innocent.
Idiots get access to the podcast, segment 17, and watch the webcams. You can be an idiot, too. Sign up at freebeerandhotwings.com.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
The new Wegovy pill is now available through Weight Watchers. Powerful GLP-1 results in a simple pill at the lowest price available. And with Weight Watchers, you can get doctor support and personalized nutrition programs. See if you qualify at WeightWatchers.com. Ad not reviewed or approved by Novo Nordisk. Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s. It works for members like
I'm Haley, and I've lost 100 pounds. Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects. It's all in one place.
Weight Watchers handles the insurance for you and offers affordable cash pay options. With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
I'm Mike, and I've lost 135 pounds. Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
I'm Sharia, and I lost 80 pounds on Weight Watchers. I realized that it would take more than a prescription to lose weight and feel good on a GLP-1.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last.
I can't imagine doing a GLP-1 without Weight Watchers.
Get started for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com/GLP-1. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now, it's your turn. Weight Watchers. Watch it work.